That movie sucked.
I kind of liked it.
Movie Night Crew Network.
Welcome to Fandom's Gone Wrong. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Carrie.
Sorry, the way you said it, it sounded I'm so sorry. Fake.
And I'm Carrie.
It was great. It's great. Well,
sorry, I'm tired.
This week we watched a gay movie, a pre-gay movie, you know, just
I don't know what you're talking about. It's just a romance, a love story of sorts.
It was an enemies to lovers, spy and villain gay movie. Lesbians. They're lesbians.
They were like the worst enemies to lovers too, because they were enemies, but they really didn't seem like they had the heart in it, either one of them.
Yeah, how about this? It's like an enemies to lovers, but like they were enemies for like about 5 seconds, honestly.
Until they met, and then they weren't enemies at all. And the bad guy really doesn't seem that bad, even though she's supposed to be terrible. And the good guy doesn't seem that good, even though she's supposed to be the best of the best.
It's great. It's wonderful. We watched Debs. That's Debs with like, it's an acronym. Although, do we ever learn what Debs stands for?
Let me see.
Like at all?
Says what Debs stands say? For. I don't even know if it says online what Debs stands for.
Because I don't actually remember them saying it in the movie. Oh, wait. Okay, it's in the Wikipedia. It says discipline, energy, beauty, strength.
Wait, does it say
what
that?
The fuck?
I am looking at the wiki. Okay, I'm looking at Wikipedia.
The Wikipedia, it's in the plot.
Okay.
It's literally in the plot section. That's so stupid and funny, actually. That describes this movie so well, though. Like, this movie is stupid and funny, and it's just great.
Oh, there I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is crazy, funny, and great. I mean, the premise of it is just ridiculous. For a short synopsis, basically, we got these kids that take a test and are determined that they could be a spy, potentially. So they go to college to be spies, and they all get set to go after this one super villain who's like this 20-something-year-old young woman who, she seems to be a supervillain. She doesn't really seem to be, like, bad. I mean, she's bad, but she doesn't seem bad.
She's really not bad at all. Like,
she does all these crimes, but it's like, hey, let's do a crime today kind of crime.
I'm pretty sure we figured out that she never actually killed anyone.
Even though she's got a reputation, like, a mile long of killing everyone.
Yeah, like,
people just seem to die
in her wake.
It just
happened by accident.
But she does steal a lot of shit. So anyway, they're set against each other, and one of the girls meets her and falls immediately in lust. Or love. And
both.
Yeah, and they end up shacking up together for a week, which causes a lot of shit to go down, and everybody freaks out, you know. Why do they freak out? Not really because she's gay, although it is a thing that comes up because they didn't know she was gay and she didn't really acknowledge
it.
But more about the fact that she was in love with the bad guy, who, like I said, is bad, but not that bad. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's fine. It's great. I love it. It's so good. Okay, so I was going to go into the history of the movie.
Okay.
So short little history here. This movie was a box office bomb.
Why?
But it's got a cult following. I love that. I love movies that are like that. Yeah, the budget was like $3 million. And
it lost over $2 million.
It didn't even get like $100,000 at the box office.
Well, it probably made money afterwards because I see it on cable channels all the time.
Yeah, like it's always there. And it's actually, it's not based on like a book or anything, but it is based on a short film, which is a parody of Charlie's Angels. I told you it was Charlie's Angels and you didn't believe me.
Well, it can be, but it is. That's fine. Someone made a parody of Charlie's Angels. It's not Charlie's Angels, though.
It's not because there are four girls.
They were also older. They were adults. They were already police. They didn't get tested in school. They got fed up with the sexist system out there. So this embraces the sexist system. And in that other show, they go against the sexist system by becoming spies.
Okay, so like, in the short film, only one of the actors actually, like, comes from the short film and is in the, like, the actual 92-minute film. But other fun thing, one of the people... Okay, so the one who plays Lucy in the short film is Claire Kramer. Glory from Buffy!
Awesome.
I love that. Next time we see her at a con, because she's, like, always at the local cons, we should be like, hey, you were in Debs!
You were in the original version of Debs, yeah.
It was,
I loved her.
An 11-minute film.
All she does now is cons.
Watch the short film.
All she does now is cons. I never see her in anything, like, movies or TV anymore. It's too bad.
She's, but she's like only at, like, Rhode Island Comic Con, I think, and she's usually like one of the like hosts of panels and shit. But yeah, yeah. We need to watch the actual short film because we haven't seen the short film that Debs is based on. We just keep watching Debs.
So we need to find the short film somewhere. Can we find it?
It's only 11 minutes long. Like,
so it's a commercial, it's basically.
Yeah. It's a commercial for the 90-minute film. All right. Yeah, so this movie, it's great. We love Debs. Let's talk about this fucking plot. It's great.
I love the plot because it gives the SAT test something to do. It starts off with the kids are all in high school taking the SAT test, and you find out that there's a secret test within the SAT
there
test.
There is. I love the voiceover. Like, there was like a weird like guy voicing over like, there's a secret test in the SATs and you could be a spy. Like, weird shit like that, like, going on. But like, now this just makes me think, if I had watched this like before I'd taken the SATs, maybe I would have actually been motivated to do things. I had an anxiety attack like the night before the second time I tried to take the SATs. It's great. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that was lots of fun. That was lots
very
of
fun. But like, okay, this movie opens like a TV show. Like, right after we get like the whole like testing room stuff, we get like just the opening credits of like a TV show. Tell me it's not like, you know, the graphics in the background, like the girls doing the poses, like the names. It looks like this should be a TV show. And come on, can we get like a reboot of Debs that's like
maybe it's gonna be a pilot, a
TV show? This it doesn't feel like a pilot because it's like this would be like the whole first season, maybe the first two seasons even of the show.
Or they go from here into like the next part of the story. We don't know. Maybe this is how it starts off, and then it's all about the life of these two girls and their friends trying to.
God, I would. Okay, this is what I should do next. I need to like just write how I would do Debs as like a TV show. That's my new assignment. Okay.
Yes, publish it too, so we can make some money.
So who are the girls? Let's talk about the girls in this group. We got Amy, who is our lead gay.
She's the one who got the perfect test on the SATs.
Oh yes, they call her the perfect score constantly, and just,
this is so sexist.
It's so funny.
It's so sexist,
but like it's funny because everyone calls the perfect score, guys, girls, everyone, just like, she is the perfect score. Like, okay, guys, we get it.
Yeah, I bet Lucy thinks so too.
Lucy does. But she wants to attend art school, even though she's like the top recruit. And then we got like her quote unquote best friend, but like they basically become frenemies in the movie. But like, yeah, they're besties for like 2 minutes. Who is Max, their like squad leader, who the higher ups don't actually pay attention to her being squad leader. They're like, Amy, we love you because you're the perfect score.
You figure out why she's squad leader, Max, since Amy is the perfect score. It doesn't make any sense. That's just because she's more bloodthirsty. Because Amy is completely not.
It's because Amy isn't motivated to actually do the Debs stuff. She's just like, yeah, I'll do it because I'm good at it. Like, not because I want to, you know? And then we've got Janet, who's just like, she's adorable. She doesn't know what's going on half the time, but she's great. And then there's the French girl.
The French girl who drinks coffee and smokes too much, but doesn't really eat food. We never see her eat food, do we?
She has coffee black. Yes. That's what she has. She has black coffee. She has sex with guys, and she smokes.
Well, lots
of
people have
sex with
guys.
That's her whole personality. And she has a really bad French accent. And her name is Dominique. Okay, I didn't know her name before. I've just learned it. I just kept calling her the French girl.
The French girl, because she doesn't really, I mean, anybody could be in that role. It doesn't matter what the name is.
She's just a random side character who's like funny and
fills out the group. That's it.
Yeah, we needed somebody else. Otherwise, it would be Charlie's Angels again. We needed four.
Like the prequel to Charlie's Angels, maybe.
So this movie opens. They all gotta go to a debrief. Everybody's like getting up, wake up the house. It's just like we've established that this is college. So
it
like
is college.
I guess they're living in like a house together. These four girls, and they all gotta get up to debrief. The French girl is like, she's literally had a sleepover with a guy that night, and they all gotta wake
every
up
every night.
Every
it's
night,
fine. She has a sleepover totally with fine. A guy. Slut.
It's fine. So they go to their debrief. They go what a, like, a place out in the open? It's so weird.
Coffee shop. It's like a local coffee shop they go to.
I was just complaining about it the whole time we're watching. I'm like, wait, why are they talking about this here in the middle? They literally bring out the high-tech, hologram, like, thing. You know what I mean? Like, I can't word things right now.
Maybe it's a fine. Spy coffee shop and we just didn't get that whole clarification there. All the people in there are spies as well.
Yeah, maybe this is, like, actually on the Debs campus, but it didn't seem like it to me because I didn't see anyone else in uniform. But, like, it just looked like they were at a debrief with, like, holographic images floating in midair.
In a coffee shop.
Just randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So, they learn about Lucy Diamond. That's what's going on. So Lucy Diamond, our super villain, who has been reclusive for a few years, is going out to meet this, what is she? She's a Russian assassin.
She's a Russian assassin.
I was gonna
and
say,
what
like,
good could come of that?
I don't know. Why is she there meeting a Russian assassin? And then hard cut to Lucy talking to her best guy bud. Yeah, you gotta get out there. You gotta date somebody.
Mm-hmm. You gotta meet this girl and maybe it'll be a love connection. It kind of sounds like it was like one of those Tinder situations. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a blind date because she's seen her. But like, yeah, it's like Tinder for supervillains.
And honestly, when you find out, when we meet this this hired killer, she's probably not much more of a baddie than the others.
It's so funny. They're like, I love that they're making these like villains just real people.
I mean, like, yeah, like completely not the kind of people you'd see as like hardcore criminals.
It's so good.
It's fun.
Yeah, so also, do we have to talk about the sign that's just, like, in Lucy's lair? The only good Deb is a dead Deb?
Oh, I like that. Yes.
So, like, we already have established that Lucy knows about the Debs and she does not like them. So,
reason why she doesn't like them is because she never passed the test and she wanted to.
Ooh. See,
like, maybe she heard about this and she didn't pass it and that's why. Or someone she knew passed it.
That could be expanded on if this were, like, a TV show.
That's
hey,
my fan
Lucy's
theory.
Tragic
that's my head
backstory.
That's my headcanon. The reason why she's a supervillain is because she heard about the Debs and she didn't get in the group and she's pissed. So, because she's super smart.
I like it.
I mean, she is super smart. To pull off the caper she pulls off without like any hassle. Yes, you do think she is.
Yes, it's fine. Okay. I would date Lucy Diamond. It's cool.
Yes, but you'd also date Amy.
I'd probably date any of the girls in the movie except Dominique because she smokes.
And she's a bitch.
Yeah, it's fine. This is the funniest stakeout. I'm just gonna be laughing through this entire thing. The fucking swings. Okay, how do you normally think a stakeout with spies is gonna work? You don't think that they're just gonna be like
hanging from
literal,
the ceiling.
They're hanging from the ceiling on, like, it literally looks like fucking swings. They got, like, their notebooks out. Like, they're just, like, they're gossiping. Are they even paying attention to Lucy? Not really. But like,
the
they have binoculars. They take them out every few minutes.
But the best part about the swings is not only are they swings, but when they hit a button, the swings slide back and forth across the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. We also missed something earlier because I think it was established like in the early scene when they're waking up that she broke up with her boyfriend, Amy did, just because she's not in love with him. So during the stakeout, her ex-boyfriend shows up and he's like, hey, can we talk? So like the other girls just like move away. They literally slide away so that she can have a private conversation with her now ex-boyfriend. And just
Who's also a spy.
We don't talk about what situation the guys are in, but I don't know. Like the girls have the Debs, the guys have we don't know what their school is. But I assume it's a separate thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so confused because did we talk about what the girls are wearing?
Their school uniforms. On a stakeout.
So cute. Okay.
They look like Japanese schoolgirls.
This movie looks like it's an anime, but like in live action. And it's like not even based on anime. Supposedly.
Someone should make an anime of it.
Can someone make an anime TV show of Debs?
Please. Maybe Netflix should do it. Because Netflix
literally
makes
begging
anime stuff and Yeah. I mean, it's awesome.
But yeah, like, they're wearing, like, cute little short skirts and, like, the little ties and, like, everything. And it's all plaid. And
knee socks. Just,
they're wearing this on the fucking stakeout. And then her boyfriend shows up and he looks like an actual fucking spy. Like, he's not on the swing. He's, like, he's propelling down on, like, the thing that's attached to his belt. And he's wearing all black. And, like, he looks like a legit spy. And she looks like a Catholic schoolgirl on a swing. What the fuck is this movie?
Forget about the whole swing thing. They're hanging from the ceiling of a restaurant and nobody notices that these people are hanging from the ceiling of a restaurant.
Every time they do the hanging from the ceiling thing, I guarantee it's the same building, because this movie, it has like a $3 million budget. I swear there's no budget for this movie. there is no budget. But
they spent it all on the cast.
They're in the same warehouse, I swear, every time that they're on the swings. Mm-hmm. Because like the ceiling looks exactly the same. But they say it's a restaurant, it's a nice restaurant, and it looks like a fucking warehouse from the ceiling.
But anyway, Lucy's about to meet this amazing, crazy...
The assassin lady.
The Russian assassin.
What's her name? Does she have a name?
She must. She's played by the girl who played one of the besties in
God,
Legally
I can't
Blonde.
Pronounce that. That's very Russian. Ninochka Kaprova?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is she just not Black Widow? Let's just call her Black Widow for the rest of this. She's Black
she's
Widow, but she's
so
blonde.
Not Black Widow. So when we meet this girl, we start talking to her with Lucy, and Lucy asks her, you know, because it's a date, so they're trying to get to know each other. Lucy asks her, like, so how did you get into the business? And she's like, oh, well, some guy wanted me to bump off his wife, so I did this and killed her, and some other guy thought it was a good idea, so asked me to do this other thing, and somehow I just kind of fell into killing people for money because I needed some cash. That's, like, the craziest thing I've ever heard of. She's an assassin. You would think there would
she's
be, like some
yeah,
kind of,
whatever.
Like, training or something. She's like, yeah, well, you know, I did this thing with their cat or whatever. I'm just like, what?
Oh, did we guys talk about how she's also constantly smoking, like Dominique?
Yes.
I think the real thing here is that Dominique and the assassin lady should just get together.
Now that might be hot.
Either as like girlfriends or just like platonic besties. Like
yeah.
those two, get them in the room. They would get along because
so
they have the same personality.
The two bad guys are talking, and all of a sudden the Debs realize they're together, trying to figure out what they're saying, have no idea, and decided it's time to have the drop on them. But before they can do that, they accidentally drop a bracelet into the soup.
Oh, we gotta talk about, like, some other things. Well, I made a joke as I was typing my notes about the binoculars, because Amy's looking at Lucy through binoculars. She's a lesbian, though. But also she's just like, wow, Lucy Diamond up close. She's attractive, basically. She was checking
she's
her
not
out
what I expected
binoculars.
Is what she said, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it was something like she was checking her out, though. She
of
was just
she was.
Literally checking her out. And
it's love at first sight, guys. It's just love at first sight.
Literally love at first sight. I love this so much. But yeah, also, like I said, the boyfriend's also still there, and he's still just like, no, Amy, take me back. And Amy's like, not in love with you. Ugh.
And then he says, can I have my ID bracelet back? And as she's trying to give him back the ID bracelet, it drops into Lucy Diamond's soup.
So, they fucked up. They got caught because they're idiots and they were gossiping on these fucking swings. And then everything, all hell breaks loose. It's a fight.
Guns blazing.
The gigantic guns.
Oh my God. They have pistols, but these pistols are like three times the size of a normal looking pistol. I swear.
Again, it's a live action anime because they have gigantic weapons that don't look real.
It's not like an automatic, like a big fancy giant. I mean, literally it looks like
no,
a handgun,
it's
but it's like twice or three times the size of a regular handgun. It's just a huge looking handgun.
Exactly.
Think
about like gigantic anime swords, but like in a gun form. That's
well,
what
there's
this
shows
is.
Where they have the gigantic like, anime handguns. It's just it's funny because the way they hold them like it's no big deal. I'm just holding this gun here or whatever. It's just like you might hold your cell phone or like randomly.
It's
like
so
I got this gun.
So weird. I love this movie. Ugh.
So the gunfight happens in the restaurant. Everybody goes running and screaming, and then they're chasing after each other.
We got Lucy and the assassin lady. Like they're hiding behind. What is it? Like, they're
the
hiding
bar.
On a bar, I think. Yeah.
I think it's the bar in the restaurant.
It's so funny. Lucy's just like, yeah, I don't think I'm interested. Like, I just got out of a relationship. I don't think I can. And the assassin lady's like, you will die alone. Like,
and then
not
she
even,
jumps
like,
out
I...
from under the bar and runs away.
Yeah, not even like, I'm gonna kill you. Just like, you don't even want to date me. And she's also just like still smoking, like behind the bar. They can see you smoking. Are you hiding or not? And then, yeah, she just walks away.
The fact that she jumped over the bar with the cigarette in her hand and the gun in the other hand and didn't drop the cigarette is kind of amazing.
My God. Every time, I'm just gonna be like, I love this fucking movie.
Let's watch it again today.
We should. So Lucy runs away to like this warehouse spot.
Again, it looks like a warehouse.
Fucking warehouse.
Not really good with set design.
They're not. The sets are terrible. It's fine. So Lucy goes there. Amy pursues her. And then they meet, like, they're going down these opposite hallways amongst boxes, and then they meet, and they do the gun thing. They're pointing their guns at each other, and then
they start chatting.
Like, they start flirting. You kidding me?
Seriously. And then all of a sudden, the guns kind of just get, like, not really like, half-heartedly being held at that point.
Amy puts her gun under her arm and then shakes Lucy's hand. Lucy's still pointing a gun at you.
We haven't met formally. Here's my name's Amy.
Hey! I'm hands. Amy. Sorry. And then she's like, wait, you're still under arrest.
Lucy's like, am I really?
My God. It's
meanwhile,
so
her friends
cute.
Are calling out to her, so when she responds to her friends, Lucy disappears.
Yeah. But, like, it's so cute. And the way they talked about the fact that they keep coming back to this, but Amy is writing, like, a term paper on Lucy, and, like, that's how Lucy's like, huh, you're interested in me. Lucy is just, like, fully, like, knows she's in love with Amy right off the bat, and Amy's just like, yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know what? She's interesting, but like, I'm probably still straight. She's still in denial for like, she doesn't realize anything yet.
So when they get back, everybody's marveled at the fact that she's the only one who's ever come up against Lucy Diamond and survived. Because Lucy Diamond kills everyone, supposedly.
Supposedly. I don't think that's true, but like...
We'll find out later.
I don't know.
Because they have this task force, they really want to catch Lucy Diamond, and she's the only one who survived, and she's been doing a paper. She's in charge of the task force and becomes a new team leader, which is why her best friend becomes her best frenemy.
Yep. It's not great. But so first, before that part happens, we have when Lucy comes back to Deb's that same night. Mm-hmm. Remember?
No, this is before that, I thought.
No, before Amy is like promoted, Lucy comes back to Deb's that same night right after and kidnaps Amy.
Oh, that happens right after. Okay, I thought I got it wrong. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So, and of course, Amy's other friend, the somewhat clueless girl.
Janet.
Yep. Damn it, Janet. Other show, sorry. Anyway, she tries to stop her. And
yeah, she's like, wait, Lucy Diamond! And then they're both like at gunpoint, basically.
They're
like,
both kidnapped.
They have to get in the car.
And they're taken to an underground nightclub.
I think
in the criminal
we thought
world.
It was so funny how Lucy was just like able to sneak into Deb's so easily with like her little gadgets and like it's like a Romeo and Juliet situation. She like crawls in through Amy's window and is like, hey, Amy. And then Amy like literally flips her. It was so cute. But yeah, this underground place that they drive to, we got to talk about that bad CGI. Because they keep driving through these weird tunnels. They drive through a tunnel that's supposedly blocked off for like whatever road fixing. And then just bad CGI keeps going through tunnels. And then we're out and it was fake. They're at a weird bar in the middle of nowhere. And if they try going back home, they'll probably get lost in the tunnels for years. So
the girls do, yes, but luckily, Lucy knows how to get out, and so does her henchman.
So basically, Lucy's like, yeah, don't try to escape. Like, just come on. Come to the bar with me. Like,
why not?
I just want to talk to you for 5 minutes, okay? I think you're cute. It's so funny. And like, Amy is just crossing her arms. She's so upset. She's just gonna stay in the car. And then Janet's like, I have to pee. God damn it, Janet!
So she can't get out.
Yeah, so they both get out. They go to the bar. And Lucy immediately is like, here, have a beer. And like, she like parts the Red Sea to get them their own like little corner. Because as soon as she like goes to try to sit down, everybody just like runs away. Because they're like, fucking Lucy Diamond, get out of here.
Lucy's got a reputation. She kills everyone. Yeah.
So maybe. They get their own like little corner booth. Her and Amy. And they're just like chatting. thing. And then Janet and Scud. What is the best friend's name?
Scud?
Scud. Yes.
What a name.
Okay. I want to talk about Scud for a second. I know you have your opinions on him, but I'm just like, he's like a few points off from being a full himbo. Like, he needs to be a little bit beefier. You say he needs to be attractive.
Cuter. Yeah, he's not cute.
I think he's like cute, but not in a I want to date him kind of way. He's just like, oh, he's like a cute little guy.
But you know what? You say he's a himbo, but if you look at all the things he does, he's the mastermind behind most of her crimes.
Yeah, but he's not he's not an evil guy, really.
No, like, he's a nice guy. The one who does all the computer stuff behind the scenes.
So to be a himbo, you must be nice. You must be stupid. He's stupid.
No, he's not. No, he does all the computer shit. He's not. He maybe he doesn't have practical whatever. He's smart.
I was gonna say personally, I think he's pretty stupid. I think he acts pretty stupid sometimes. Okay. I think he's kind of like he's almost a himbo. I give him like maybe a C minus on the himbo scale. I don't know.
I think he's better than that, but that's okay. Not better is more of a himbo, but smarter. He needs to be cuter.
Yeah, I don't know. I also just think that like when you have like the straight guy best friend of a lesbian, they should be a himbo. Like they it's just required. It's required.
Okay.
Okay.
If you say so.
I do say so. Okay. I know these things. yeah. So Scud and Janet are like, they're starting to become friends, I guess, maybe.
More than that.
Eventually more than that. But right now they're just like, kind of like, okay, we're going to hang out because those two aren't on date. So I guess this is like maybe a double date. I don't know. But Lucy and Amy get talking about the whole like the thesis again.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that Amy has like this whole thing that it's like, oh, you have to be like so devious because you're a woman in this whole thing. And I think it's funny that Lucy's interested in like Amy's thoughts on her. And then they just keep flirting. And
again, that's just flirting. It's all
they
trying
almost
to get her interested.
Kiss.
But it's time to go.
Yeah. And then they immediately have to leave.
I think it's fun that Janet and Scud exchange digits.
Oh, they did. They immediately did, definitely.
They totally exchanged contact.
We see them chatting later. Like, yeah. So, but Janet was like, oh, you almost kissed her. And then that's basically why they have to leave. So they leave. And then the next day is when the head Debs lady comes to see Amy at the school. Now, she never shows up. But also, I guess she's a hologram this whole time in this scene.
Well, she's because she doesn't actually physically show up. Yeah, she shows up via hologram all the time.
They like to use holograms constantly. And it's so weird. It's like, who's actually in this space? I can't tell.
Well, maybe it was cheaper to film her on location at home instead of trying to bring her in. And then they could put the hologram in. I'm just thinking to save money on this low budget film that made
I think
money.
I think she was actually present there though when they were filming. I don't
think so.
I think you're yes.
You think they faked the hologram? They made it look like
yes,
it was a hologram.
Yes, I think they faked the hologram. I think you're
could
overthinking
be that too.
It. So wait, who's the head lady? I can't remember her name. It's oh god, what's Holland Taylor? Yes,
Holland Taylor. Yes,
our wonderful lesbian woman. Love her. She's also in Spy Kids, so like she is just in spy movies.
She's in a lot of things. She's been around for a long time.
I think the only things I've seen her in are Debs and Spy Kids, so therefore she is the spy lady in movies. That's
so
what
sad.
I know her as.
So sad. Was it Holland Taylor
yeah.
you said? Yeah, she's in a
yes.
couple other she's in like she like I said, she's been around forever.
I know. You just kept talking about the fact that like she is married to?
I don't know if they're married, but she's with Sarah Paulson, who is from American Horror Story, who's like in her 40s and Holland is in her late 70s. I think that's pretty impressive.
Oh, is it? Wait, it's... Oh, it is her! Okay. I didn't know it was her. I didn't know they were together. Okay.
How about this? When I was a child, this woman was on a TV show with Tom Hanks. That's how...
It's fine. It's good. All right, so... So head Deb's lady, she has a name. I don't remember what it is. But she comes to see Amy. She's like, hey... You met Lucy Diamond and you lived, and also you're the perfect score. You're gonna be the head of this squad now. And Max is like, wait a second, I'm the head of the squad. Head Deb's lady's like, who the fuck are you? I don't care.
I think that's
Amy.
Hysterical.
Amy is wonderful. Amy is great. She's going to be head now.
She's the perfect score. She's the perfect score.
Max
isn't. Poor Max. That's why they become frenemies for a little bit.
Yeah. Max annoys me a lot, but I understand why she acts the way she acts because she's jealous. And she really wants to be a spy and do all this cool shit, and Amy doesn't. And
or maybe she really has a crush on Amy and is upset that Amy's into Lucy.
You know, we never see who Max is interested in, so maybe
she's the only one who has no love connections at all.
Maybe the true this is what you do when you make this into a TV show. You make it a poly relationship between Amy, Lucy, and Max.
No, it's just, instead of that, it's better if it's a triangle.
Oh, you just want her to be pining?
I want her to be pining, and that's why she chases after them across the world, because, you know, they're criminals now, and she...
Wait, then maybe she gets together with the assassin lady. Then she's like, shit, I did it too.
Uh-huh. There you go. Well, why not? The assassin lady, you know? She's cute.
She is cute! All right, so... Amy then has to lead another mission. And is this... I assume this mission is also related to Lucy. Yeah, Lucy's stealing from this bank, right?
She's always stealing from something. Is it
a
bank? Probably
she's a
bank.
Thief. I love it. She's just a thief. So what does Amy do? She immediately screws up this mission. It's like, the bank... Or not the bank. The vault door is just like open and you can't see anyone around. Huh, let's just go inside the vault. Dude, don't do that. That's a trap. What does Amy do? She does that. She leads the girls into there, and then Amy is like, immediately the floor opens up and she goes down a chute.
And everybody else gets
The other girls are just locked in the fucking vault. It's so funny.
It was a trap all along just to kidnap Amy.
Yep. And Lucy and Amy are like, wait, what's happening? Amy is so mad. She's like, no, you can't do this to me again. And Lucy's like, why not? I like you. You like me. Come on, why don't you just play hooky for a little bit?
And Lucy says, sure. I mean, Lucy. Amy says, sure. Why not?
Yeah. She just kidnaps her again. It's very cute. But the other
girls
in
the vault. Can you kidnap the willing? I mean, really?
I mean, consensual kidnapping? Yeah.
I mean, she could have put a gun to her head, but I don't really think she had to this time.
She didn't have to this time. But the girls in the vault, okay, fucking Dominique is like smoking while they're in this confined space, and Janet is freaking out about it. I'm with Janet here. I'm with Janet. You don't know how long you're going to be locked in there. Don't do
that. Not enough air for that. It's right.
And then Max also, like, smokes a bit of the same cigarette. She's like, yeah, I don't fucking care, Janet. Don't do that. You're in confined space. Also, Lucy briefly tries to murder all of them. Because, once again, we never actually see her kill anybody. But, like, we see attempted murder, like, a couple times.
Of course.
So, of course, the ceiling becomes spikes and nearly comes down on them. And Amy's like, Lucy, don't do that.
And Lucy's like, I'm not really gonna kill them. Well, maybe.
Yeah, it's just a joke, you know. God, I love it. I love Lucy.
It's like the least evil villain. Or maybe so cracked up that they're totally evil. I don't know. She's just like, oh, yeah. Whatever.
It's so great. So wonderful. So yeah, Amy has been kidnapped. She lets the girls out of the vault, and then what do they find? They find a message written on the wall.
You have the girl.
In red. It's not in written in blood, but it
still
says
lipstick.
I have the girl. Oh yeah. It should be
some
lipstick. I love
the lipstick lesbian.
Hey! They're really not, though. Are they?
Well, one of them's dressed up all the time. I mean, because she has to be.
They're not, like, butch. They're not, like, femme. They're just butch. They just exist,
I mean,
honestly.
They're femme. They're just not over femme. They're not, like, you know, look at me. They're just kind of, like,
I think they just exist as people. They don't have a specific, I'm masculine, I'm feminine. I'm just a person, honestly.
I'm just looking at the cover art for the video right now to look at this on the Wikipedia page. Holy shit. They really over-sexualize these girls. Like, wicked.
look at Max. Okay, Max usually ends up wearing, like, a tank top instead of, like, the actual, like, uniform shirt. It's so weird.
The French girl's skirt is so fucking short, she doesn't have a skirt on. It's a belt.
No, she does.
It's a belt. Like, I hope she's
like
some,
Amy is just like a foot taller than everyone else in this picture.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that these girls are not wearing like the wrong kind of underwear, because yeah, those skirts are really fucking short. If you're gonna fight crime,
again,
you wear something that'll cover you a little bit.
It's anime. Based on a parody. It's supposed to be a parody. That's why it's like this.
It should be an anime. Can you imagine how awesome this would be as an anime? Oh my god. Oh my god. One step further if it was.
If somebody would like to animate this, I will write it. So contact me if you want to animate it.
Contact Charlie. Charlie would love to do that with you. Since it didn't make any money and it lost so much money.
Do we have to get the rights for it? Can we just change all the names?
You could probably make something similar. I mean, I don't know. They might want some money only because, you know, they didn't make any money on the movie. Or maybe they all killed themselves for the bad press they had. I don't know. It's just terrible. This is terrible.
Actually, you know what? I won't try to make any money off it. I'll just, like, donate all the money to, like, gay charities. It'll be great.
Honestly, if I were the producer, the director, I would probably find a new career after making this movie. Because it didn't make any money. It's cute, and I like it, but it didn't make any money.
It didn't even make, like, it did not break even whatsoever.
In the box office. It might have made money after. Who knows? Doesn't say.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to this fucking plot, because we're at the lesbian montage. I mean, it's the second best montage in the movie. Like, right? Because you have your favorite montage, which is later. But this is the lesbian montage where they're Amy and Lucy are basically playing house. It's so cute. I love the scene where Amy is driving Lucy's car and she accidentally shoots some random rocket out of the car, blows some shit up. Oops. I love it. And Amy's just like, oops. Oh, no.
Oh, I just wanted to add something here that you didn't mention. I don't know, maybe you didn't notice it. You said that this was made from a short film, but the girl who created it started off drawing it as a comic herself. It didn't become a comic, but she started drawing it as a comic.
Yo!
Angela Robinson, whoever the heck she is.
Angela Robinson, who are you? I love you. I'm your biggest fan. This is so good.
She did some short films. She did some TV shows.
Oh, my God. That's why. Okay. You know how I mentioned this to you multiple times. When we watch this movie, this is why two of the actors from this movie are also in Herbie Fully Loaded. She also directed Herbie Fully Loaded.
She also directed one of the terrible Charlie's Angels episode. She directed The L Word, which is an amazing lesbian TV show.
Yo!
I never saw it, but I hear great things about it.
I love this woman.
I don't even remember the 2011 Charlie's Angels being a TV show, but it must have.
That's funny, because she made Debs based on Charlie's Angels and then eventually went on to direct an episode of it. That's great.
She wrote and produced part of True Blood.
Angela Robinson, who the fuck are you? I love you.
How did you start off with Debs doing so terribly and then do so many good things?
I love this woman.
We need to meet her and find out how she managed to come back from obscurity with this bad film.
I also love that she is an open lesbian. And is she married or just has a partner? And they have a kid. I love it. Let's get back to this fucking movie. Oh my God.
Her partner, though, has, like, the typical, like, name, Alex. Alexandra, but goes by Alex. I love it.
Listen, there are two names that most queer people I hear about have, and they are Alex or some version of Ray. I think I know, like, four non-binary people named Ray. Okay, let's get back to the fucking plot of this movie.
Now that we're all jonesing over this girl.
Yeah, okay. I think this episode has just become the we love Angela Robinson episode. I want to consume every bit of media that she has made now. So
you'll watch True Blood with me?
How many episodes did she do of True Blood?
She produced 32, she wrote 6. That's a lot.
Wow.
3 years of True Blood. Probably the last 3 years.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know about True Blood. True Blood there's a lot going on there.
There is a lot. You'd like a lot of it. I'm just saying.
I know. Some of it's gay.
Most of it's gay.
You need to watch Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman, though. That's pretty gay. Also, it's pretty sexy at times.
Well, it's Wonder Woman, so of course it's gay.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she grew up in an island where there were no men. Hello. Women gotta have fun. All right. Okay, back to Debs. So we're at the lesbian montage where they're falling in love and into bed.
Okay, eventually. Also, I wrote down the other part I love. When Amy gives Lucy a pair of handcuffs as a gift.
Oh, yes.
Tell me that's not... It's cute. It's kinky. It's funny. I love it. I love everything about this. So then we get also a bunch of moments where Janet is trying to contact Amy. Be like, hey, everybody is trying to look for you. Like, all of Debs is trying to find Amy right now.
They're which is really funny because Janet knows exactly where she is.
I mean, she doesn't know exactly, but like she knows who she's with at least.
I just love what happens when they find her. But let's talk about that.
We'll talk about. Also, Janet is also in contact with Scott. This is when they start like texting back and forth, basically, and flirting.
And it's texting. It's is it video chatting too, or are they just texting?
Maybe. I'm not sure because it's the computer that I recalled. I recall, or maybe it was emailing or something. Because it's 2004, 2005. Yeah, so maybe it was just emailing, honestly. I love when Amy and Lucy are just, like, chatting, and Lucy's like, you know, I never wanted to be a criminal. I really just wanted to be a pirate.
All she has to do to be a pirate is drink rum for breakfast, that's all.
Okay, but pirates the problem there is, yeah, pirates are criminals, and Amy's just like, pirates are criminals, Lucy. And Lucy's like, oh, shit. Lucy, I think you're just living your dream. You just need to start drinking rum for breakfast and also get a pirate ship.
And an eye patch and a parrot.
Yeah, yeah. Also, all pirates are queer, so like, she's already got that going for her.
Again, a whole bunch of men on a ship by themselves with no women in sight. Yeah, makes sense.
Exactly. So also what happens here is that fake Black Widow tells the Debs where Amy is because she sees Amy and Lucy together and she's jealous. She's upset. So she tells the Debs, she's like, oh no. So this is when they get caught.
In bed,
because what's been happening? Amy and Lucy are getting all cute and they start making out and then it becomes lesbian sexy time. And
that's when everybody breaks in.
Everybody breaks in at the one moment and they're naked in bed and it's like shit, shit, shit. It's not what you think. It's exactly what they think. And the boyfriend's also there. Like,
but it's really funny because they catch her. They catch them in bed. They take Amy back. They do not arrest Lucy or her henchmen.
They don't even try to take Amy back, though. They just look at them.
Her to leave.
Not even. Okay. It's totally Amy's choice to leave. They just like, they hold their guns up. They like, oh shit. And they look at each other and they're like, and they leave. They basically all like just look at Amy, like giving her dirty looks. And Janet's like, you should check your messages, dude. And yeah. And then
they
Amy's
all just
like,
leave.
Shit, I gotta go.
Yeah. I just think the way it goes, though, because they all just walk
Amy's
away. They've been out trying to get this Lucy Diamond forever, and now they're in her lair with all the loot she's stolen and all her henchmen, and they just walk away like, oh God, what did we just walk in on? And they just walk away.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it gets even funnier and stupider when they get back to the house.
Yeah, but like, I'm telling you, Amy was guilted into leaving. Like, they didn't actually try to make her go.
Okay.
Amy's just like, shit, I should go. And then they all go back to the house, everybody's debriefing, and then Amy shows up like 5 minutes later. She's like, yeah, I'm here, I'm coming back. And then they all reprimand her like, what the fuck, dude?
Yes, but what's really cool is during the conversation that they're having at this point with Mrs. What's her name? The boss. Was it Estes or something? I forget what it was.
Holland Taylor.
The character.
That's what her name is.
Yeah.
Miss Petrie?
Miss Petrie, okay. That's what it was. So they're having their conversation. Miss Petrie's there again saying, you know, are you gonna do this? You are our perfect score. We need you to like do the rah-rah thing because we're at the end of the year and everybody's waiting for this rah-rah. And they're also talking about how they need to find Lucy Diamond. They just fucking found Lucy Diamond.
You fucking found her.
You
that
found
her
and you let her
She's
go.
Not gonna move. She's not literally leaving. Not gonna move her lair. She doesn't.
But then all of a sudden, Amy now is not gonna have anything to do with Lucy. She's gonna denounce the relationship.
Yeah. Okay, but there were a couple lines there where they were like, you were aiding and abetting Lucy Diamond, and we made this joke like more like dating and betting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they come up with this idea that to make up for all of this terrible press that they would get if everybody found out the truth, Amy is going to be named Spy of the Year, and she's going to pretend that she really was kidnapped by Lucy, and it was a terrible experience.
And she's going to go to the spy prom, which is called Endgame, with her ex-boyfriend.
It's so bad! I hate it! So literally, the next time they're at one of those stupid stakeouts with the swings, where they're actually in a warehouse this time, like watching literal criminals. Not even it's the same building, literally the same fucking building.
Because when they're running around in the back, every time they run around backstage, it's the same exact back area.
Everything's the same building. They have like one set for this movie. That's it. So yeah, that's when the ex-boyfriend is like, hey, you want to get back together? He does that at the stakeout, just like he did at the last stakeout. She's like, fine, I guess we will.
Why would a dude want her? She doesn't want him. Why would he be that desperate for her if she says, no, I'm dating a girl?
I'm telling you, he thinks that he's going to get her to do three ways now. That's why he's into it.
Guys are such assholes with stuff like that.
I know. No, I hate him so much. And that's why I'm like, that's definitely what he had on his mind.
And see, I was just thinking he had really low self-esteem and thinks, you know, if I can at least have the most popular girl, it's cool, make me feel better. But
nah, he's definitely like, hey, she's hot and she would totally be into it if we had another girl with us. So
no, because she'd totally be into having sex with Lucy, but not him.
Yeah, exactly.
And not other girls. Otherwise, she would have done it with her roommates because she's got four or three of them.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone should fuck Dom.
Dominique sleeps with everybody in town, all the men.
Exactly.
She's good. She's taken care of. She's scratching her itch every night. She's good.
Amy doesn't need to get involved there.
No. And Janet's got a boyfriend. So, it's a cyber relationship, but that's okay.
Max. Date Max. Anyway. So we cut back to Lucy, and Lucy is like so upset by everything. This line, Australia's toast. She nearly blows up all of Australia. Just for the hell of it, because of what happened with Amy. Once again, we never actually see her kill anybody, but we see her attempt to.
Think about it, talk about it. And so Scott convinces her not to. And then they come up with this crazy idea that she's going to go from the life of crime and she's going to impress Amy.
I was going to say, Sam, your life was saved by Scud because otherwise Australia was going to be blown up.
Oh, poor Sam. And those mermaids that we like. They were around at that time too. Bye-byes.
Yeah. So, yeah, Scud convinces Lucy that we should not do that. We should maybe do something else. And then they decide to be good guys.
And give everything back.
I want to know if they have any money afterwards. I feel like Lucy was rich anyway.
I'm thinking she didn't give back all the money. Maybe she gave back the money that she took from people who were like, you know what I mean? Like maybe she... Like, the people it might hurt, and maybe not everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it would have been even better, though, if Lucy had just started giving away to charity instead of just giving back to the random banks.
Yeah,
I think probably. That would have been better.
But it was funnier watching her give these giant bags of money back to the banks, like literally putting them inside armored cars and things. It was
the
funny.
Montage of the bags, like the stupid-ass money bags. Literally, they look like they're from a cartoon, and they just put them in front of the bank with the little thing that says, I'm sorry. It's so stupid! It's so good!
They return stolen art to museums and such. It was pretty cute. All to impress Amy.
Yeah! And then, okay, there were a few different spots during this montage where we get, Amy and the Debs are, like, trying to defuse a bomb, and then when they do that, it opens up, and it says, Amy, be mine, with, like, little streamers and everything, and then is there, like, a sky rating or something?
Yes.
Something like that? Where it says, Amy, be mine, again. It's just, it's so cute. Lucy, Amy, just take her back. Just take Lucy back. She doesn't, so...
She will. Don't worry about that.
She will.
It'll
happen. So, oh god, I can't remember the guy's name. The debrief guy, Mr. Phipps is his name. Okay. Mr. Phipps. He comes up, like, a few times whenever they're, like, in important situations, because I guess he's either in charge of this group or in charge of some of the Deb's stuff. So he talks to Amy before, like, the ceremony and stuff, and they talk about what the test measures. Measures how well you lie.
And she's the perfect liar. Why? Because she's been lying to herself her whole life.
Yep. She's been lying about the fact that she's straight. I love
it. She's not.
She ain't straight, guys. She is a lesbian. And we love her for that. So it's the ceremony. Lucy is going to crash it. Oh, did I mention during the montage that Lucy tried to take the test?
She tried to cheat on the test.
Yeah, she tried to take the SATs, and then she's tried to cheat, and then it got taken away from her, and then she punched the tester guy. It was great. So Lucy's going to crash the ceremony because she wants to be with Amy. She's like, this is the only other thing that we can do. I got to go and confess to Amy. I got to be like, hey, I'm sorry, because Amy's not coming around. Amy's speech, because she has to make a fucking speech. So it's like, you know what? Like, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Max wrote it.
Did she?
Yes, Max wrote the speech for her and told her what to say.
I forgot. She didn't go off book, though.
Didn't go off book until the very end when she said, and I love Bleed Ever. Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, it goes all like very like, yeah, I'm Deb, blah, 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 Lucy, kidnap me, yada, yada, yada. And then it's like, but actually, I'm in love with Lucy, so.
And I don't want to be a Deb.
Fuck y'all. I don't want to be a Deb. And Lucy hears the speech, like, she's stuck in and everything, and she's like, this is so cute. And who's behind her but the ex-boyfriend who tries to, like, kill her, literally, multiple times. Lucy and him, like, they have, like, a little thing where Lucy's running away and he's trying to catch her, and then she punches him in the face. It's fine. It's great. I love it.
He deserves it.
She beats him up. Good shit.
And you would, too. You would beat him up, too, if he was in your face.
So somebody comes in and is like, Lucy Diamond's in the building! Oh, no!
So this is a room full of spies who all have guns. They all go running, screaming like a bunch of little kids in a fire drill.
What the fuck? Literally, what the fuck? It's because nobody can live to tell the tale of being around Lucy Diamond except for Amy. So everybody else is like, shit, she's gonna murder us all. So what happens? But Amy goes to pursue Lucy, and guess what? They're in the fucking warehouse. They're again in the fucking warehouse where they first met, and they turn the corner and they have the guns pointed at each other, and then they immediately lower the guns and make out, and it's so cute, and I love them.
This scene, I could imagine them being in the same warehouse, if you will, because the ball could have been at the same restaurant.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
That would make sense, although I don't understand why there's a warehouse with giant boxes underneath a restaurant.
I don't get it. Please, someone explain
this.
Unless
it's right next door or something. It's weird, but yeah.
It's great. I love it. They are in love, and they're going to run away together now, and...
And Amy's going to keep Lucy from being bad anymore. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, do the girls catch up with them? Yes. Max gives Amy her blessing, and, like, doesn't she say something to Lucy, like, hey, don't break her heart?
Mm-hmm.
And then they run off together, the ex-boyfriend, like, the whole, like, group who's after Lucy, like, comes, and they're like, oh, they went the other way. And it's great.
But Scud's still hiding behind a box in that hallway.
Yep. And Scud comes around and is like, hey, Janet. And they're like, yeah, we're dating. and Janet gets her stripes. So, like,
yay.
Now so she's like a full-fledged Deb.
Yay.
It's all cool.
It's all cute and it's all sweet.
And then the movie ends. And that's it.
And it's so gay. And that's awesome.
And I perfect want for Pride more Month. Content. Want more content. This is a tight 90. So what you
should,
good.
What you should do is you should email or find a way to email the person who wrote it like 100 years ago and see if she has any.
Somebody convince me to like make Debs into a thing, or like a fan fiction of Debs into a thing. You know what? It does need an anime. It really does. People, you know what I mean? People make like fanfic of things all the time where they just like change the names and they publish it. So like, I could do that, but like, I just love Debs. It's so good. This wasn't even my pick for this month. You picked Debs.
I did pick Debs because I love Debs.
It's so good. It's great. Do we have a single gone wrong for this movie besides the budget?
The fact that it made no money.
So, all right, let me officially announce the gone wrongs. If you haven't listened to this podcast before, this is where we say what went wrong in the media we have discussed and how we would change that. Give this movie a budget.
That would be a good start, yeah.
Like, the campiness and, like, just, like, how bad everything is really gives charm to the movie. But also, I'm just, like, I want so much more from it because it's so good. This is so good as just, like, a baseline everything. I want more of it.
I think it's the pilot to a TV show that never happened. For me, that's what it feels like.
It doesn't even feel like a pilot. It feels like, so, like, the first half of it feels like the pilot. And then the montages feel like, you know, like seasons of stuff happening. And then the ending feels like this, either the series finale or like a season finale, you know what I mean? Like,
so that someone should take this and make it into a full-on series.
That's what I'm saying. This movie feels like you could expand it into a full-on series and it'd be so good, because we could actually make them be like more like enemies a little bit in the beginning, and then we could draw the montages could be like full-on episodes of like them just having living meeting. Slice of life, like shit. It'd be so cute.
Bumping into each other at different criminal activities and whatever, or one's doing the activity and the other's trying to catch them. I think it would be really good. And I really think it needs to be anime, because then they could enjoy the costuming that they had and they could just go for it.
I love the costume so much. It's so good. Everything about this is perfect.
Except it made no money. So sad. But you can find it on TV, because it's always somewhere on TV, I swear.
I can't recommend this movie enough. I'm gonna cry. Like, I'm literally gonna cry.
It's a good movie. That's why I picked it, because I really like it. I really think it's adorable.
All right, mother. So,
so what?
If you guys want to find this podcast, because I don't think we have anything more to say other than we like this movie. You can follow us. We're at Fandoms Gone Wrong Pod on Instagram and Facebook. We're at Fandom Gone Wrong on Twitter. You can email us at fandomsgonewrongpod@gmail.com. You can find me specifically. I'm at GreenPixie12 most places, except for Twitter, where I'm at GreenPixie123. I have a drawing Instagram at GreenPixieDraws. And I have a YouTube. That's at Charlie Mack, M-A-C-K. Mother?
No, my social media is my business page on Instagram. Travel Planning by Carrie. That's it so far.
Yeah, she does cool stuff.
What would you do if there was a terrifying prophecy about you?
Or you had to go on a perilous quest to save a friend?
Or everything you loved was in danger and the world was about to end?
Whoa, slow down, Charlie. You know what to do when all that crazy stuff happens, right?
Call Ghostbusters?
No, you listen to Of the Eldest Gods.
Oh, right. Sorry, Ray. Y'all can listen to our podcast about the Rick Riordan books.
We'll cover each chapter and talk about some of the fucked up mythological context.
And we'll probably get cursed by Zeus.
Let's hope that doesn't happen this season.
Catch Oteg on all your podcast platforms.
And eat some blue food while you listen.
Wish us luck while we survive the apocalypse.
Charlie.
What? Next episode is my choice. It's also very cute. It's also a lesbian movie. It's the new movie on Hulu, Crush. It's so cute too. It's not as campy as this one. It's got a little bit of camp sometimes, but like
it's a little campy, but it's adorable.
It's also adorable. And who doesn't love like a gay movie starring Moana as like one of the love interests?
Let's save all this conversation for the next episode, though.
I know.
Don't go into it, because we'd be talking for like another half hour about the other show.
It's fine, but yeah. Anyway, Debs is great. We love you, awesome nerds.
Bye now.